Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary, and we had a little technical difficulty running in, but we're here and we're online. Glad to have all of you with us. We have a really great show tonight. We have two incredible guests with us tonight. Mr. Rob Dawson, who is a good friend of mine. He's also an amazing entrepreneur and really an amazing guy, and I'm looking forward to introducing the audience to him tonight. He is the founder of Innovity Marketing Group in Sarnia, Ontario, and he has a really fascinating story as well. And in the second half of the hour, we will be joined by Mr. Miles Miller, who is a speaker and entrepreneur, and Miles has been with us many times and really doesn't need much of an introduction anymore. So we're going to be excited to have him back. And I also want to thank all of you for joining us last week when I was off air. And I want to really thank Jed and Maria and Harry for doing a great show last week when I wasn't available. So my first show in a year that I wasn't with all of you, and it turned out great because we have three great hosts and a great guest host last week. So we have two of those people on the line tonight. Both Maria and Jed are with us tonight. Maria, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
I am great. And Mr. Jed
Welcome
Ray is
back.
Joining us from Eugene, Oregon.
And we had some technical difficulties. Oh, thank goodness, Michael. You're a dreamer. You're a dream worker. You worked it out.
Well, I'm glad I had a computer I was able to get you to log in. See, for everybody who doesn't know how the show goes.
I couldn't figure it out. I had no idea why I could not engage the phone numbers.
I don't know why either. It worked great for me, Jed.
I know. My goodness gracious.
Yeah, I originally wasn't going to log in, and Jed was going to produce tonight, but we ended up doing it this way. So I ended up logging in and doing the whole thing. So lots of fun, right? You having fun yet, Jed?
I'm having fun. Thank you very much. I started to panic.
See,
I did some deep breathing.
Take a deep breath. We'll work it out. And I see that I see our chat room is busy with many of the usual suspects and a few new. So it's good to see everybody joining us in the chat room tonight. If you would like to ask a question of any of our guests, if you would like to ask a question of any of our hosts, myself, Maria, or Jed, feel free to not only post it in the chat room, and if you do that, if you're a guest right now, just go in and create a Blog Talk Radio account. It takes like 30 seconds. It's free, and you can post in the chat room. Otherwise, you just get to watch what's going on. And if you want to call in and ask a question, feel free to give us a call at 347-857-3760. That's 347-857-3760. And before we get to any of our guests tonight, does anybody, either of you, have anything you want to share?
I do.
Good.
I had a big day, so I wanted to share. I've been waiting to interview with this organization for almost probably 8 years now, and timing is interesting. So I'm finally putting myself out on the national platform to open my mouth and really start raising the volume when it comes to law enforcement officer-involved domestic violence. So for those who believe in the power of prayer, timing could not actually be worse for me to start talking about this, but I believe that there's a bigger reason and a bigger purpose, and it's all happening for a time just as such as this. So just wanted to throw that out there to cover me and my organization and everything and anybody who has to do with the foundation of this movement. to keep us all covered and protected.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm sure we'll be seeing a bunch of pop-ups on the chat in the chat room about that. We definitely will do that, Maria. Jed.
Go ahead, Maria.
No, you're not.
I'm going to ask Jed. Jed, anything else?
You know, it's just a glorious day that I can be here and spend an hour and a half with my best friend. So I just have to say to both of you, I love you both, and you're both of you, and all our guests also from down under too. I noticed that Daniel's there. I love you all, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share in each and every one of your lives.
Well, thank you. And like you said, not only do I enjoy sharing time with you and Maria, but also, like you said, our faithful, loyal listeners, our international listeners. We have mm-hmm. listeners right now in the chat room from Ontario, Canada. We also have listeners from the United States, all over the United States, and also in Australia. And what's really great, too, is our first guest. Should we get to our first guest? Since I'm talking about international... should we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Well, we decided to bring on our first guest, and he is Rob Dawson. He's the president of and founder of Infinity Marketing Group, which was formed in 2002. He has done so many different things. He led the company in 2006 to the prestigious Profit Hot 50 list of fastest-growing businesses, the 2005 Young Entrepreneur of the Year, and subsequently, the company was also awarded the 2005 Business Excellence Award by the Sarnia Lambton Chamber of Commerce. He is currently involved with various community groups. He's an associate faculty in the Department of Business Administration, Sports Administration, and Liberal Studies at Lambton College in Sarnia, Ontario. And prior to launching Infinity, Robert was very involved in various marketing and communications positions at the Canisius College Athletics in the Department of External Affairs. In Buffalo, New York. He was with Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment Limited in Toronto, Ontario. I'm going to have to ask him about that. And the Ramada Hotel and Convention Center in Sarnia, Ontario. He has been all over the place, and he is really a great friend of mine and really an incredible entrepreneur. So, Robert, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. What a pleasure.
Welcome, Robert.
Well,
woohoo! Glad to have you, man.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet everybody.
Well, we were talking international, and it's funny too because Rob's from Sarnia, Ontario, which is just across the border from me, and I get the pleasure of popping over to Canada from time to time to work with Rob on various projects, and just really excited to do so. I love Ontario, love working with the group over there, and I guess really quick start it off, Rob. You've been involved in a lot of things as an entrepreneur and in business, and you're still a pretty young guy. What has been the driving force in your life to get so involved and to launch this this company in 2002 that's really doing very well in the marketing industry?
Yeah, well, you know what, you know, Mike, it's been a combination of some things. I was pretty fortunate, quite blessed from some opportunity that my family provided coming out of out of university and grad school to get involved in some family-related business initially. And then, as I got a little bit of experience and saw some opportunity and, met some pretty unique and dynamic people, found that there was, room for us to be able to provide a service on the marketing side of things that was a bit unique and different. And we had big passion, we were able to rally with a good team, and it's really made a big difference for myself and our organization and hopefully our clients that we serve.
Yeah, it's a great company. It's a really great company. And one of the things that I want to talk to you about is some of your recommendations for people who are looking to go into business, because you have started a company. Not only your experience in starting a business, but also, just as importantly, as Infinity Marketing Group, you work on brand strategies and marketing strategies for a variety of companies, from startups to mid-sized, large corporations and nonprofits as well. So eventually I want to get into that. And in fact, maybe we can start a little bit on that in a moment. But I want to ask you, because you do have – I'm a hockey fan. And I know you're a hockey fan. tell me a little bit about working with the Maple Leaf organization.
Yeah, you know what? It was actually in my time when I was just completing Brock University and doing my undergrad, and I had an opportunity to work there right out of the gate. And it was a tremendous opportunity and a large organization and a corporate structure. And I mean, you're working for probably one of the greatest hockey brands that there are in the world. And so it was just very, very unique coming from Sarnia and growing up as a Red Wing fan. More being associated with Detroit-related sports. Again, it was a bit different, but it was a lot of fun. I tell you, I mean, the passion of that city and the demand for that sport product is like you've never really seen in any other product. Even to be honest, it's pretty unique, and so it was quite an exciting time for me, and I really enjoyed it. So I was involved with corporate partnerships and licensing, and we really dealt with the businesses that were leveraging Maple Leafs and the hockey side of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment as a platform for their brand. So it was a very exciting time, again, very busy time, but I really enjoyed my initial tenure there.
Are you ready for a question already from our audience?
Right now,
sure.
Great. Go ahead. Michael, read the question.
our chat room is ready already with questions. What is the one key thing someone can do to market a business through social media today in an integrated way, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blog, et cetera? So I think it's a really great question, because how can you market through social media, but that important piece in an integrated way? A lot of times we don't think about being integrated in what we do.
Yeah, you know what? It is an exciting and quite relevant question from social media and the power social media has. I mean, I think that you need to... from an integrative way in terms of leveraging your product and service, we always take it back to having a better understanding of who the customers are and trying to ensure that we're communicating and using all platforms, whether that's social media or traditional advertising. We're using an effective form where we understand who our target audience is, and we're preparing relevant information for them. So integration is a great word to use, because I think every campaign and the success, if you look back at a lot of campaigns today, and even in history, the integration component of that has been critical, and is something that organizations don't spend enough time in terms of the planning side of things to get a better understanding of really what they're trying to achieve from the outset, and then defining what's the tactical approach to ensure we're going to be able to do that.
So, is there something you can do as an individual or as an organization to work through that, or is it something you really should? People worry about quote unquote spending money, but maybe talk about some of the advantages of actually working with a company like yours in leveraging and integrating those marketing concepts that you want to do. Because I think sometimes people go, well, I'm going to go to this marketing and branding company, and it's going to cost me an awful lot of money, and I don't know if I can afford it. But I think people don't understand the importance of working with experts like yourself.
Yeah, I think from our experience, it's going to a third party that's going to give you true, honest, and straightforward advice in terms of, after we've had a chance to do a bit of an assessment and come back and really, work with you and provide guidance, provide a little bit of structure. We force organizations to go through an exercise in terms of developing the plan and developing, a key series of objectives that we want to set out to achieve, whether it's in a campaign or most preferably we're trying to look at that annually. And as, we're setting out a plan for a year and we're defining what that roadmap is going to be able to allow us to do, and then further drilling down in terms of a budget, the dollars are spent much wisely. And I think at the end of the day, majority of our clients and majority of people and clients overall will come to understand that the money was well spent if it was planned ahead of time, if it's executed with precision. And we were learning from what we were doing and had that control mechanism built in. And all too often, and even myself in terms of an entrepreneur, sometimes you get involved in the day-to-day and you really don't step back to truly get understand of what's going on to measure the success or, in some cases, unfortunately, the failures of some efforts. And that's really the most important thing you need to do to challenge yourselves. And that's what our organization will really force you to do is to step back and take a look at what's going on and develop that plan properly.
I have a question for you. When you're working with the client and you get them to that place where you want them to make this plan, but sometimes you come up against a brick wall when you're trying to get them to put their plan down on paper. How is it that you get them past that hurdle?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. There's not one specific way we'd go about that. I mean, it's from a formal approach, what we're trying to do is get them in an environment that's a little more conducive to creativity and to truly brainstorming and breaking down barriers and getting beyond what they've done in the past or getting beyond some of the mistakes or failures that they've had and really trying to step back and look at that big picture. So there's a combination of approaches that we need to go through depending on the client, depending upon their experience, depending upon a lot of different things will best define a course of action and how we would go about that. And you know what, Mike, you say in terms of one of the questions that you did ask previous was about mm-hmm. do they need to come to an agency or to a consultant. And, you know, there's so many good resources out there online, and I don't want to, shoot myself in a foot or say you don't need to see a specialist. But I understand for small businesses that it's not always conducive to be able to go to a marketing consultant agency to be able to provide some direction. And you know, I think it's for any business, it's the important component of stepping back and really, with the resources they have, ensure that they're stretching those dollars as far as they possibly can. And hopefully over a period of time of doing that and being successful, the organization will grow, and at some point they'll have a budget whereby they can, at that point, dedicate some resources to seeing an outside consultant and making it work. But I think that's the most important component, whether they see a special consultant or an agency and or they do it themselves, the resources are there. And it's just the benefit of having a third party is for us to be able to walk you through a series of exercises and walk you through brainstorming sessions and really try to push our clients outside their comfort zone to ensure that we've pushed the envelope and really defined everything that's needed to be defined to ensure we're very successful with the time frame we've allocated.
I have another question.
Well, I think it's an important thing. I'll come back to you one thing. I just want to make one statement, and that is that's a really important point. And I think also, too, that sometimes people don't realize that maybe at least having that initial consultation with a company like yours to see, maybe there are some things that you can do to help walk them through the process. Maybe they can't afford a big program, but they might be surprised at what they can afford. And just even your advice can be very valuable for them. So it's just something to take a look at. I think sometimes we avoid making some of the moves or asking some of the experts how they might be able to help us because we initially already are at the basket, well, it's too expensive, when it may not be so. That's all.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, great point there.
My next question, because I know there's people out in the audience that are listening, and there's a lot of people in my life that are actually thinking of starting their own businesses. And I want you to explain to us, how important is the name that you choose for your chosen business when it comes to branding and marketing?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I'm laughing because of the recent project we worked on.
Yeah, maybe we should share about that.
I know it's a big thing, so I want you to respond.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's funny. Great question. You're coming from a business that I created the name, and the name for Inivity isn't the easiest to pronounce, and it's sort of it goes against what traditionally we would actually even consult on in terms of keeping it simple and pronunciation to be easy. And we did it and went down that path because we wanted to truly be different, and we didn't want it to be a word in the dictionary, and we really wanted to push the envelope. And those are the two, or innovation and creativity were the two key words that really we wanted to be the underlying essence for our business. But it's really important, and I think today as important in the name, and we deal with this quite frequently in our business, whether we're launching a product or we're launching a new business on behalf of our clients, is keeping it simple, keeping it concise, keeping it memorable. Is there any core things that define it, when you're talking about uniqueness that defines your business or the name that defines what you do or maybe the segment that you're in? And also another, key component, I know that I just read an interesting article on the other day in terms of URLs that are available. That's a common exercise today that everyone's trying to, and we've seen businesses whereby their name is being defined by whether they can secure a .com URL
right,
or not, which is unique. And it is very, very, very important with the power of the Internet today. So Yeah, it's important. As important, I would say, is the graphical component of an identity. And all too often, we see businesses that get out of the gate and start with a name, and they don't spend enough time on an identity exploration and truly developing a brand. And I can tell you from firsthand experience of starting this from scratch in terms of Innivity, that was one thing I think we were able to do. We spent some of our own money up front initially with staff that we had hired, but before then freelancers, and developing a brand. And it was months in time, but it was really a key component for us to get out of the gate, because it establishes legitimacy in the eyes of prospective consumers. And when you're a new business, it's critically important. So naming exercise is important, and I would say, too, is spending the time to work with a graphic designer or a firm. And that doesn't have to be extravagant again, but it's an important component to initially get out of the gate and be able to generate, again, some legitimacy and consumer confidence, regardless of the segment that you're selling in, when you're starting to tell people about the business.
Very good.
We've got
a couple more
great questions in the chat room. All right,
hello?
I'll ask a question. I didn't mean to talk over Maria, but we have two of them, and I'll start off with the first one, and then we'll follow up with the second. And as what would be the very first thing to do in starting up a business, your recommendation, the very first thing you should do? Is it that naming exercise?
In starting a business, I mean, starting several businesses and teaching in a couple entrepreneurship classes, the first thing to do is developing the business plan. And maybe that's a given, but it's a simple step that I think all too often is overlooked. We're very big in terms of the roadmap, whether it's a marketing plan or whether it's a business plan overall, and having an idea of where you're going, and why you're doing it, and what are going to be the demands on the entrepreneur to be successful. And I think the business plan would be the first step that I'd recommend to anybody, because it forces you again to identify the unknowns.
Great point. And then the second question is a really good follow-up, I think, to that one is, how about a golden tip? What is the one thing that most companies or business people get wrong when using social media for advertising and promotion?
That's a tough question. From a social media perspective,
how about a marketing perspective, even in general?
Yeah, what a marketing perspective overall is not understanding how they're unique and different, and truly challenging themselves in terms of having an understanding of their business or their product and service or their brand in a marketplace, and what truly defines them and what makes them different, and communicating and ensuring that. Are those one or two or three key things that make you different? Those are the key messages you're sending home in terms of your advertising and your marketing dollars. That's a big component of it. And again, organizations think that, and business owners, entrepreneurs think they know what it is, but they don't always take the time to truly define that and ask their customers, what truly is it that's making us different, and why do you keep continually coming back for our products or services? And that's really a key component to success overall from a marketing perspective, is understanding what that is and then developing your value proposition and defining and communicating that and articulating that ongoing through, again, integrative platform. Is what we would say is very important.
Ultimately, wouldn't you assume, though, that that's trust as the basis foundation for that returning event?
Trust in terms of
establishing. Ultimately, you're building trust.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. With your customers and clientele, trust is critical. But in order for them to get an understanding initially in terms of what are those, why would I purchase your product versus the other, trust is there. We would say trust in terms of more of a recurring and establishing that relationship ongoing, but initially it's what makes us unique from our competitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would agree that I think that initially that is the beginning portion of the relationship, is the distinction between us and them. But what I thought I heard you talking about is this ongoing relationship, and that's based on trust and reliability. Yes?
Yeah, Absolutely, I could not agree with you more. And that trust is built on a lot of different things. It's the customer service, it's the quality of the product or service, it's a combination of the core, really the essence of the business, of every business, and that takes time to develop. But that trust component is huge.
Rob, one of the questions I have for you, I'm getting slightly off the business side a little bit, is what's next for you? Where do you want to go? Because I know you've kind of built some of these businesses to a more of a mature place, and you're looking at what other things that you want to do. What's next in Rob Dawson's world that you want to accomplish? Because you've accomplished a lot already.
Yeah, you know what? I've been fortunate, and Mike, you've met. I'm only as good as the team around me, I'm completely sincere with that. Where we're going, I don't know. And Vanivity's on a good path right now, and we've worked very hard over the last 2 or 3 years to force ourselves to focus really what we can be the absolute best on, and that's really tough. An exercise to go through, and a lot of different people and a lot of different revenue sources and clients that you work well with over a long period of time are involved. But we're on the right path right now in terms of truly focusing and focusing in terms of the service we offer, focus in terms of a few key segments that we feel we can be the very best in. And the future, I don't know. I enjoy entrepreneurship and I enjoy starting businesses, I with Vanivity, I see a good, we back 3-4 years ago, we went through aggressive growth strategy, and I think that with the team we have built here around us now, that we can get back to those days, and I'm excited by that. I'd like to get Mike, we've talked about it a lot of increasing our presence in the greater Toronto area, and now hopefully in the next 2 or 3 years in Metro Detroit, we can get back. We were in there for a little while and had some good success and built some good solid relationships, and now we'd like to get back to really trying to grow those out and taking it from there. So I don't know where we're. Everything changes every year. Every year there's new and exciting opportunity, and we're to the point now where we don't have to look at every opportunity, but we're looking at strategic ways to be able to grow, and with that could be some strategic opportunities and some other stuff that I do, ultimately with the ability to continually grow Vanivity and see where that takes us.
Well, let me tell you, you have a really great group there, a really creative group. I want all of our listeners to get a chance. If you're looking for a marketing company, a branding company, a company to help you with your communications, I definitely say check out Vanivity Marketing Group. And we don't normally do, just so people know, we don't normally do quote-unquote infomercials here on the show to say, you got to check this company out. Even some of my favorite people I have on here, I don't generally do that. But having worked with Vanivity, I can tell you anybody who's looking to improve their branding experience, their communications experience, their marketing experience, definitely check them out. And in fact, Rob, do you want to tell everybody where they can find out more about you and the company?
Yeah, visit our website at Vanivity.com. That's the best way to find out more information on that, and our contact information is on there. At any time, give our 800 number a call, and we'd be more than happy to arrange a time to conference call or to meet and to talk a little bit about what you're doing and to best to find how we could help service that. So, visit Vanivity.com, that's the best place to start.
I love the chessboard. That's a good picture. I love the chessboard.
thank you.
Yeah, great message.
Yeah, you guys check out the holiday video. That was something that I had a lot of fun helping them produce. We had a really fun time creating this holiday video where we kind of picked a little bit
where
of fun at their actual name. If it's not on the page anymore, I'm not sure if it's on the page anymore. But you guys can email. I'll find you the Yahoo.
Okay.
The YouTube link. There's a YouTube link to it out there. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, the website's amazing, Robert. So
yeah.
Thank you. We put a lot of hard work into that. And thank you very much.
Yeah, that's nice.
Maria and Jed, do you have any more questions? Do you have another question for Dan?
I don't at the time, no. I just... I'd like to say, I can feel the energy through this.
Rob?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing that to Dan instead of Rob. I think I was looking at Daniel on the on the chat room. For some reason, it said Dan instead of Rob. Sorry, Rob. Go ahead. Sorry, Dan.
No worries,
no, I was just saying, no, I didn't. I was just, this was a great conversation, and I was taking it all in.
All right. Maria?
I'm, again, looking at your website, and it's very precise, and it's very easy and user-friendly, so I wish you nothing but the best. And do you work with nonprofits up there in that area?
Yeah, you know what, that's when we talked about.
Great question.
We do quite a bit of not-for-profit work. That's a key segment for us, and we've had tremendous success with it and have some of our very best clients are in the not-for-profit sector, so that's a strong segment, and we have quite a bit of experience with that marketplace.
Well,
Daniel, it's been a pleasure to be on here. I really appreciate the opportunity to all of you. Mike, it's always a pleasure to work with you. We've done some tremendous projects with you, and we're hoping to be able to grow and build on those in the coming months and years.
Cool. Yeah, and vice versa. And I appreciate you taking some time out, you know, from your family here late at night to share with our listeners and everybody in the chat room. I'm just excited you could be with us. And like I said, it's always a blast to talk to you, Rob.
Well, that's great. Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you soon.
See you later.
All right. That was...
Hey, you guys all have a great night. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks again.
That was Rob Dawson, founder and president of Innivity Marketing Group in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. I really highly, again, recommend you check them out. www.innivity.com. And that's INNIVITY.com. Innivity.com. Check out what they're doing. They have a really, really great group out there. And we're just about ready to make our second segment come to life. We're gonna bring in Miles Miller in a second. But any additional thoughts from the two of you about what we just talked about?
Well, you know, ultimately, it's a dynamic environment when you're talking about marketing, and it can be a very strategic, but it can also be very fickle at times. I myself am creating marketing projects for the university in the department that I'm working in, and it's a trying situation. So Rob has created quite an amazing program, and just looking at it initially, I'm quite amazed. So it's you just don't throw spaghetti at the wall and hope that it sticks. I mean, there's some strategic process to this.
No. And in fact, I've been blessed to work with them and go through just the initial steps of working with them is great, because there's like a good 3 to 4 page questionnaire they have, really detailed mm-hmm. questionnaire about what it is that you're trying to do to market your company. And they really get in deep to find out what it is that you're about, and then really creating a brand and a communication message out of what it is that you're trying to accomplish. It's really interesting to see and watch. And that's why I recommend to a lot of people is, again, there's a lot of things you can do yourself, and trust me, I'm an entrepreneur and a business owner and try to do as many things as I possibly can do myself, but I'm learning that the more and more that I do work with professionals, that if you can find a way to hire a professional, you really can get things done, usually oftentimes faster and better. Not all the time if you pick the wrong one, of course, but if you pick the right one, they're going to usually do a really good job for you and help you out a lot and often save you a lot of grief that you would have gone through because you didn't use them in the first place.
Very true.
Amen.
Danielle, who's in our chat room, I'm sure could probably vouch for
Mojo.
That. Danielle does a lot of marketing for people. So with that, let's are you ready for our next caller? Well, actually, it's a caller, our next guest. Judd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just looking at Kimber Ann's comment. The average user has an attention span of a... Never mind.
Of
yes,
a chihuahua.
Let's introduce
on
the next guest.
No, I like that. The chihuahua on crack. I like that. That's a good one. Thanks, Kimber Ann.
Kimber Ann, that's good.
Oh, great. You know what happened? That's weird.
Huh. What?
You
dropped him.
I lost his... What?
What?
I lost the switchboard.
Oh.
You lost the switchboard?
Yeah, so I'm reloading the switchboard, just so everybody knows.
I'll go back and try it if you want me to.
No, I'm in. I got
okay.
it right now.
Okay.
It just all of a sudden up and disappeared on me. The page was gone. And it's kind of hard to bring out our next guest when I don't have the switchboard in front of me to do that. So I do now. And without further ado, our good friend Miles Miller is with us. Miles, how are you doing tonight?
It's an honor to be here with you, Mike. How are everybody, Jed and Maria? How are you guys doing?
Hey, all right,
how
Miles.
Are you, sir?
Woohoo!
We always love having Miles on. Miles is a regular guest of ours, but we have a little some cool celebrating to do. Miles, right? We've got something going on this Thursday in downtown Detroit.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You want to tell the audience a little bit about it?
Most certainly. I'm honored to be here. Anytime I get a chance to be on a show with you three great, wonderful people, it's an honor because. You could have had anybody else on the show tonight, but you chose me, and I'm thankful for it. So, you know. But without further ado, I want to present to your audience, to the audience, the listening audience, everybody who can hear our voices right now, something absolutely dynamite, an opportunity to connect with something that's greater than even with the founders and the creators of this event have put together. It's the Manifest Destiny Conference in downtown Detroit. Yours truly is presenting it, but your dynamic host, Mr. Mike McCleary, is going to be there to present some awesome materials about how to be anything but ordinary.
Yoo-hoo!
Yes,
anything
we will.
But ordinary.
Very good.
I love it. It's going to be an absolute dynamite time. Everybody who can hear my voice, if you're not there, then I don't know where else you could possibly be because this is the place to be. It's going to be... It's 111 East Kirby Street. It's the International Institute of Metropolitan Detroit, Michigan. We're going to present to you Manifest Destiny. Your time has come. Your time is now. We are connecting you. It's a dynamic networking event, a dynamic motivational event, just an awesome time to come out and meet new people, meet people who may have a piece of the puzzle that you've been looking for. It could be, you know how when you're doing a puzzle and you got that one piece that just you can't seem to find it. You know it's supposed to be in the box. They said it's in the box, but it just doesn't seem like it's there. Well, we believe that we got the pieces of the puzzle that might be missing at this event. I believe that if you come here and you really engage into the networking portion of it, really listen to what the speakers have to say, I'm telling you, something's going to break loose. You're going to be able to tap into another area of your destiny that you didn't know was possible. Because somebody, I believe this, I don't believe that we're independent. You hear a lot of people talk about being independent. I do not subscribe to that. I believe that we're all interdependent. This universe thrives on us being connected to each other, not us being separate. So there's somehow, some way, once you connect to other people, you put yourself in position to expand your horizon, expand your boundaries, and expand, you know, life as you know it. And by connecting with other people, there's a piece of the puzzle that you may have not even been looking for that you need. So we presented this awesome platform for you to come out, connect to people who have awesome things to present. You have dynamic presentations from, again, yours truly. I'm going to be presenting. We actually did something a little different. We're going to actually present to you about relationships and agreement, because how can two move unless they be in agreement? So we're going to present to you the power of agreement about becoming in relationship with the life of your dreams. And, again, Mike McCleary is going to be one of the presenters. We have.
I'm enrolled. I'm there. I mean, I just can't believe it. Miles, I'm there, dude.
But I'm looking forward to meeting you.
You enrolled me.
Just on a jet plane. Just on a jet plane. and, you know, a great thing, it, number one, it's free, but also can you tell Miles is pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
It is going to be a great night. And same thing, too. I feel blessed, Miles, that you decide to choose me out of all the people you know to be someone who gets an opportunity to speak and share. And it's one of the things I love about this event, what we're doing and what Miles' vision is to bring different people of different backgrounds together. Like you said,
yes.
to find those missing puzzle pieces, and also to really get to start to develop a conversation between people
right.
with different backgrounds, different beliefs. And
Michael,
yes, Jeff?
Hang on a second. Kimberann and Dawn are curious about when the event is, and Dawn wants a clarification as to where. She heard Miles,
Detroit,
but she wasn't quite sure.
Okay. Thursday night in Detroit, Michigan, 6:30 p.m., downtown Detroit. So I'm guessing Dawn, it might be a little hard for her.
Yeah. And I think Kimberann would have a tough drive north.
Yes. But we're going to do some recording. You want to submit things, too, just for everybody to look forward to, is we're going to do some taping of this, and we'll have some highlights to share with everybody from the event. But like I said, if this is just the tip of the iceberg, I know Miles wants to do more of these. We're going to get them in different places. So it's not, Detroit's just the starting point for this.
And I had to come home. You know, I did one in Atlanta back in October, and I really wanted to come home and do one. So I'm coming back to Detroit to do this event. I got a lot of friends who love me there and a lot of people who I haven't seen in a long time. And this is for me a homecoming. So I'm going to give you energy that you probably wouldn't have seen anywhere else, because you have to bring it when you come home. And people have to, you know, so if you're in like a 4-hour radius of Detroit, you need to be there. I'm guaranteeing you that you're going to see something that night that even the tape can't capture. You have to be there in person, because it's going to be awesome. I guarantee it. I don't know how else to say it. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
I don't have anything else to say after that.
Wow. Maria?
I want to know what it is that keeps you motivated, because you are such a motivator. And when you're in a position of being a motivator, what is it that keeps you motivated?
Well, the first thing, and this is one of the things I'm going to talk about at the event, is one of the relationships that you have to cultivate is a relationship with God, a relationship with your higher power, your source. Because if ever you're disconnected from source, there's nothing to float. There's no energy. There's nothing that can come through you. There's nothing that can come out of you that's going to be successful. So
mm-hmm.
I make it a point to stay connected to God through prayer, through meditation, through fasting. And it just... That's what keeps me motivated. It allows me to even when I'm having a bad day, I know I'm not out of the game. I know that somehow, some way, this thing can turn around for me. Even the sadness that I may go through, it works in my favor, because I know that I'm connected. And even the things I've gone through over the course of the last, even putting this event together, let me just be honest with you, has not been easy. Because anytime you're doing something great, it's going to require more of you. It's going to require that you go through battles that you may not know were possible, because somebody needs to know that it's possible that you can come through this battle victoriously. So what keeps me motivated is knowing that somebody somewhere is going to be impacted by the things I do and the things I'm able to overcome, and that it starts, again, with source. It starts with being connected to my source, and that's God.
Very cool. Thank you.
I agree.
Jed?
Totally cool.
Miles, for those who are listening and who are going through a rough time right now, because I know
yes.
there's people out there that are listening, they're going through a rough time right now. You've experienced
yes.
those rough times. Hey, I've experienced some of those rough times myself. I think everybody
okay.
who's on the radio right now has experienced some of those rough times. A lot of times people look at those of us that are out there trying to motivate people as if we don't go through those things or have those big issues, but we often do. What is your recommendation for people who are going through something difficult right now that they can do right now to get that motivation up and to feel better about what's going on?
Right, and I totally understand, Mike. What people don't understand is that because when we step up like you and I have and Maria and Jed, when we step up to do what it is we do, we become leaders. And when you become a leader, you're going to get hit harder than anybody else gets hit. And you're the first in line to get hit now, because now you're a target. So we get hit harder than average people, because we're trying to make change. We're trying to impact people's lives. So when you see us out there, don't think that it's easy. This stuff is hard. This is one of the hardest jobs. It's like being in the Army. It's one of the hardest, toughest jobs you'll ever love. This has been harder than any job I've ever had in my life, to be a motivator on this level.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people first and foremost is that some people may see, you know, the things that are manifesting in our lives now, there are a lot of good things that have come in the past, you know, the external trappings. You may start seeing, you know, you may start seeing, like, you know, more things coming to pass, like houses and cars and stuff like that. Don't get caught up in that stuff, because there's a price that has to be paid for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is an
yeah.
absolute price that has to be paid to see mm-hmm. when you see somebody enjoying, quote unquote, enjoying their lives. They're paying a price for that. So you never get jealous or upset about seeing somebody enjoying their lives. But in the same sense, you don't know what they've had to go through to even,
mm-hmm.
and you're only seeing the external manifestation. You're seeing the side effects. You're seeing the fringe benefits of what they have to go through. So you don't know what a person goes through. So what I would tell a person is that don't forsake the process that you're going through. You know, I teach three stages of dream realization is the goal, the process, and the manifestation. If you have a goal of being great, a goal of doing something dynamite, there's a required process that you must go through in order to see manifestation of that goal. So in other words, most people that you see right now are in the middle of a process. And the thing about it is, my mentor Les Brown said it like this: you'll win if you don't quit. You have to continue to understand that goal that you set is worth the process that you have to go through to see it manifest. That's what keeps me motivated as well. So I know that I set my sights high to be a world-class motivator. That's not an easy task. But I also know to understand the process that I'm going through now is because I decided to do something great. And when you realize that what you've done, what you set, the goal you set is for something greater than yourself, to be something greater than yourself, to touch people in a massive way, then the process that you go through is not going to be normal, and it's sometimes not going to seem fair, and sometimes you may want to cry, and sometimes you may want to quit. But the thing about it like this, I tell people just like this: the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And I also tell them this: don't ever give up, don't ever quit in your dreams. Because if you are not willing to quit, if you are willing to hit the accelerator and just keep going,
mm-hmm.
the stuff that you're going through, it shall come, it shall pass. This too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
It won't. It's not here to stay. It's here to pass.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep going, if you keep your foot firmly pressed on the accelerator. Sometimes you got to press it as hard as you can. It seems like the car's not going fast enough, and the speedometer has a needle all the way over to the right. It's going as fast as it can go, and it seems like it's just not going fast enough. Don't let up off the gas. Just keep coming. Keep going. If you will win if you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. That's the only thing I can tell you. Just keep going. Go get it. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about any stop signs. Just don't stop. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. I keep that in my mind. I talked to someone earlier tonight, and they told me that they were on the way to do something different, to step outside the box, to do something that they had never done before. And the one thing that they could remember as they were driving on a three-hour drive to go do something they had never done before was they heard in the back of their head, they heard me saying, "Don't stop, go get it. Go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it." And that fired me up, because you know what it means? That means that sometimes you need to hear somebody tell you, "Go get it." I'm here tonight to tell you, go get it. Don't stop, go get it. Whatever it is you want, go get it. Don't let the pain of a past relationship get in your way. Go get it. Don't let it could be a money situation. It could be a time situation. It could be a job situation. It could be a relationship situation. Don't stop. Go get it. Whatever it is that you know is yours, whatever it is you know that you want, don't stop. Go get it, because you'll win if you don't quit. And the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it, but you won't have it if you don't go after it. You got to continue to go after it, no matter what it feels like, no matter what people say, no matter what people don't say, no matter who doesn't congratulate you, no matter who doesn't celebrate you, the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And you won't have it unless you go get it.
Are y'all ready to go get it?
Well, I'm enrolled.
That's sometimes the hardest thing for us to do, is get out of our own way long enough for us to get through.
That's the whole point of it. That's the whole point of it. You are in control. You are the master. You are the captain of your own fate. You're the master of your own destiny. God has given each and every one of us the authority to have dominion and rulership and to subdue things. It's our decision now. It's our choice to just line up with that. All you have to do is make the choice. You don't need to chase. See, a lot of people believe that the life of your dreams is a chase, but I don't believe it. I believe it's a choice. I believe you choose it, and then you go after it. Then you don't go after it. You walk into it. You become it.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing I say when it comes to women who are running from abuse or running towards their dreams is really we're trying to run away from ourselves, and until we run into ourselves, okay?
Right.
But sometimes when you finally see yourself, it's a little daunting. So when you finally do get people in front of you that you're trying to motivate and move them to the next level, how do you get them out of a place when they're stuck?
You have to, it's like
yeah.
this, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You,
right.
I'm here to present to you the life of your dreams. I'm here to present to you an ideal life. I'm here to get you to visualize that ideal life. That is my goal. If I can get you to see that ideal life long enough, you'll want it. And if you want it, you'll go get it. It's like this. I always tell people, if I was an NFL coach, and because I play defense, and I understand the principles of defense very well. Defense is a fun part of football because it's sheer aggression. You don't have the rules aren't the same as they are for the offense. The offense has a whole bunch of rules they have to abide by. The defense doesn't have those same set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can get in trouble for holding a defensive player. You can get in trouble for clipping a defensive player. The defensive player can just come at you and come after the ball, which is why I love playing defense. And if I was a defensive coordinator in the NFL, I would tell my defenders that the more you get after the ball, the more you're going to want the ball. The more you want the ball, the more you're going to get to the ball. The more you get to the ball, the more the game plans have to change for you. The more the game plans have to change for you, the more that you have made an impact that changed the game. That's how you have to be in your own life. You have to want it so bad that it just – You got to have it. And once you got to have it, you keep getting to it. And once you keep getting to it, if there's somebody out there who doesn't like you getting to it, they'll try to change the rules of the game to make sure that you have to work even harder. But it only makes you better because now you understand
mm-hmm.
that what you
mm-hmm.
wanted is yours, and the enemy will come against you to try to stop you from getting it. But the enemy's not strong enough to beat you. You can change the rules on me, but the truth of the matter is I already decided I wanted it. It's mine. It belongs to me. The life of my dreams belongs to me, and I shall have it. And you won't stop me from getting it.
Amen.
We have some questions in the. I want to apologize to everybody in our chat room who had some questions. Miles and Roland, didn't want to stop with asking a question.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this conference right now, Mike.
I know you are. You are ready to go on Thursday. I'm really excited. It's funny too because Miles and I developed this friendship and. We have yet to meet in person. I mean, we've talked all the time,
oh, yeah.
but we have yet to actually meet in person. So I'm really excited to sit down and hang out with you for a little bit on Thursday.
It's like I already know you. Like I can't believe that we have never physically met.
No. Well, it's the same thing with Jed and Maria. You know, I've never physically met Jed and Maria either, and Jed and I are great friends with Jed and Maria.
Oh man!
We should all do it. We should all meet on Thursday. That'd be so cool.
Jed, Maria, playing.
No,
ride.
You know what? I don't do cold weather. And,
I'm
in Newport Beach, California, dude, and I'm right on the water. You guys all need to come out here.
Yeah. That's it. Wait a minute. It's gonna snow tomorrow. Why don't you come up here?
No.
So where are you at in the world, Maria?
Huh?
Where are you at?
I'm in Southern California.
Oh, I'm coming to L.A.
Where the weather
in August.
Changes. Huh?
We're coming to L.A. in August. I'll see you.
Ah, if I'm not in Greece. That
well,
would be great.
I would love to go to Greece and do this. This would be so cool.
You know what? You should do it because the people there are so passionate, you would fit right in without a problem.
I need to be in the Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah. The energy there is... Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can see it.
All right, we're
now.
Going to Greece.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Greece.
Everybody, we're off to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
I'm
the plan
there.
For the, is that the plan for the summer, Maria? We're all going to Greece?
Yeah, July 15th through October 15th.
Cool.
You know, my birthday is July 26th. That would be an awesome birthday present.
Come on down. Trust me, the food is amazing.
I've always been a fan of that region. I've always wanted to travel
mm-hmm.
to Greece, so that this would be just perfect for me.
You know what? Then let's make it happen. I really think it would be a good thing.
hope you're
well, you know, Miles, while we're in Detroit on Thursday, we could stop by Greektown, at least get a little flavor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that works.
All right, Miles, we're running out of time. Real quick, can you, number one, let everyone know where they can find out more, again, about the program on Thursday night, and then also where they can find out more about you.
Okay, great. Again, people, I am so honored to be here tonight with you. I hope you feel my passion. This is I live for this. I live to motivate and encourage other people to live a life of their dreams, and because I'm stepping out and doing the same thing. I'm not telling you something that that I know in theory. I'm telling you something that I'm doing, and everything may not be perfect, but I am making an effort to live the life of my dreams. So I can encourage you to do the same thing. Again, I want to invite you all out to the Manifest Destiny Conference 2011, Detroit, Michigan, at the International Institute of Metropolitan Detroit, which is on 111 East Kirby Street, which is right across the street from the Detroit Institute of Arts. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal event. It starts at 6:30 p.m. with a phenomenal networking mixer where you get an opportunity to meet and connect with people who have the piece of the puzzle that you probably need for your destiny. This is Manifest Destiny, so we're here to help you connect to that which is yours. So you can meet us there. For more information, you can connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/MilesWMiller. That's MilesWMiller. You can reach out to me there. You can also email me at MilesWMiller@gmail.com. Again, that's MilesWMiller. And again, for this conference, I waive the registration fee. I want you to just come out. I want you to connect with your destiny. I want you to connect with people who are doing great things, people who want to see you make it, people who want to see you be everything you've been called to be. I believe in a win-win reciprocity type of setting, and that's what we have here. People are going to are coming here to help each other win. And after that, what else can you ask for?
Very
Miles,
good.
Thanks for joining
Amen,
us.
Amen, brother.
Again, I'm honored. Yeah, likewise, sir. This is the first of a many meetings between us and a long-term relationship and friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, most definitely.
And I'm looking forward to going to Greece, Maria.
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, Miles. Thanks again. I will see you on Thursday.
Looking forward to it, sir.
You guys rock.
All right,
Jay, see you later.
Later, buddy.
That was Miles Miller. Miles W. Miller. He is the founder of Lionheart Enterprises and also a speaker, entrepreneur. Miles does all kinds of things. Check him out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/MilesWMiller, MilesWMiller. You can find him there and everything about the conference this Thursday night, which I'm excited to head down to downtown Detroit. I'll be filming early in the day on a project, and I'll be down in Detroit speaking in the evening, so really, really exciting. Before we take off for the night, Jed, Maria, any final thoughts about our guests tonight?
Oh, I think
for sure,
really
the audience?
You did it again, brother.
It's all good.
Definitely.
Did you say I did it again? Is that what you said?
You did it again, man.
Well, I didn't do
get
it.
Get a home
our
run.
Our guests, we're the best guests. And we have the best.
Okay.
We're the best guests in the chat room, too. We always have such a great chat room. I love everybody in the chat room who just come
Yay,
together
dog.
To share and talk and spend time together. We just really love all you guys there in the chat room. All right. Well, I guess that's the show, guys.
That's
very
good, Michael.
It's an hour.
You
What's
rock,
up
both
next
of you.
Hour?
I
next
love
week,
you, Michael.
Quick.
I love you, Marie.
What's coming up next week, Michael?
Yeah. I don't know. Next week, I don't know. That's the title of next week's show. I don't know. No, we'll have some great guests, but I'm not sure who yet. So I'll be a little bit of a surprise. Check us out. Ask me questions. We'll find some great guests for next week. It's just been a little chaotic around my neck of the woods, and I just haven't had the opportunity to plan that far ahead yet. But we will.
It's all
we'll
good.
Get
it's all
playing.
Good, brother.
It,
hey,
it
by the way,
be,
I'm going to
be
interviewing
yeah.
Nadine Mercy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to hear her talk?
Why don't you share people really quickly where they can find out?
blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve or livestream.com/thesuccesscurve. She won't be in studio. She'll be at home, but we'll have some good pictures of her and be chatting with Nadine Mercer, the high vibrational healer.
Yeah, Nadine's been on this show before. Nadine's a good friend, and I really highly suggest everybody take a chance to listen to Nadine. And what time is that again? Because you didn't share that.
7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern for 1 hour.
Same time tomorrow. We love you guys. Check it out. Nadine's a great person to listen in, and I highly recommend Jed's show. So check that out tomorrow night. We will see you all again next week, right? Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Are you yawning?
Take care.
Bye, Maria.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Michael.
We'll see you all again. We'll see you all again next week. Thanks again, everyone. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. We'll see you all again next Tuesday night. Go out there and be extraordinary.